You're back listening to 3CR, Green Left Radio, and you were just listening to a song called Kleptocracy by Ferocious Dog. And now we are just in time. You've tuned in to hear our first interview for the program. We're joined on the line Bryce Stevens, who is from the Stats Campaign, which is the Sydney Road Accessible Tram Stops campaign. Bryce Stevens is a proud Marybeck resident who lives with her husband and 12-year-old son. Having lived with a disability since a child, Bryce is familiar with facing accessibility challenges, and she is a fierce advocate fighting for a more just system and a public transport system that everyone can use. Welcome to the show, Bryce.
Thanks so much, Claire. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Bryce, it's been 1 year now since this campaign was launched, when we had our first rally to let people know about the importance of permanent accessible tram stops on Sydney Road for everyone, and the government is still refusing to act. Can you start off by telling us a little bit about the SATS campaign? How did it start?
Sure. Well, I guess to set the scene, the Sydney Road Accessible Tram Stop campaign held its first rally to let people know the importance of accessible tram stops on Sydney Road a year ago, as you said. The federal legislation requiring the Vic government to upgrade all tram stops and meet disability standards by December 2022 had clearly failed. At the time, Labor was tooting more level crossing removals along the upfield line in Brunswick, and this was looking like significant and lengthy closures of the upfield train line, a transport system that many of us who have a disability solely rely on due to its accessibility. A petition was tabled in the upper house of state parliament on the 1st of May last year, and things were ramping up. And then there was the delay of the upfield Skyrail project, which for us came as a huge relief, because it meant that it has given us some more time. It's given new impetus to fix the accessibility along Sydney Road. This is a stretch of 5.5 kilometres that runs between Brunswick Road and Bakers Road up in Coburg North without any accessible tram stops. So, we've been given 2 extra years to install these stops, and action must start now. So we're continuing this impetus. And in terms of, I assume inaction to date on the part of the government is due to cost. And so now it's about prioritising this and continuing to push for action.
Yeah. My name is Jacob, and the next question I want to ask you, Bryce, is Christian Historian, he's a Brunswick resident and disability rights advocate, said that accessible tram stops is not just a matter of convenience, but also a matter of dignity, basic human rights and inclusion. And I want to hear about what are some of the impacts that people with disability face because of the lack of accessible tram stops.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'd first like to express my sincere thanks to Christian for his energy and tireless advocacy fighting for this cause for all of us. And also to point out that it's not only people with a disability who are impacted here. It's people with children and strollers, scooters, walkers, people on crutches, people who incidentally may have hurt themselves and then suddenly find themselves less able to use all forms of transport. So everyone benefits from better access to trams and public transport. Being able to access public transport independently and without huge amounts of pre-planning is empowering to people. And more than that, it's fair. And I guess another issue is when trains are delayed and cancellations along the upfield line occur, people with mobility challenges don't have another alternative. That's their means of transport cancelled. Some may say, oh, well, what about taxi vouchers? Well, taxi vouchers aren't actually a solution here because not everyone is eligible to the taxi scheme, and vouchers only go part of a way to cover the overall cost of a trip. So, and then added to that, maxi taxis are really short in Melbourne. You can, I've waited up to 40 minutes sometimes waiting for a taxi when the train has been cancelled. So when the public transport system lets us down, we in turn let people in our spheres down, our places of work, our friends, places where we volunteer and socialise. So Christian is right. It hurts our dignity. It's not inclusive and it's not right.
Yeah, I'll just come in there. I'm Rob, and I've been a part of this campaign and in the past. And all I can say is, well, I don't officially have a disability, but I tell you what, you know, at my age, I'm not finding it that easy to get on and off those trams, even without a disability. They're just not that comfortable. And that's because they don't have this, you know, low rise thing. And then they have these steps, and how on earth people, you know, in wheelchairs, for example, or people who really have serious mobility issues have any chance of getting onto those replacement buses. It's just really hopeless. Yeah. You know, I do use, you know, the Sydney Road tram quite a lot, you know, to get up and down to gigs and restaurants and stuff like that. The taxis are just not that efficient anyway, quite apart from, well, whatever expense there might be. They're, you know, as you said, you were kept waiting such a long time. I mean, if I'm stuck pretty well anywhere in Melbourne and the public transport is not happening for me, I sort of think, oh, well, maybe, you know, in the old days I used to sort of stand next to the curb and the taxi would come by. This is not the case now. So, you know, and then people with disabilities are facing it, you know, three or four times as much as I am.
Yeah. No, Rob, you're absolutely right.
And also, Breyer, I've been at a few of these and supported some of these accessible tram stop rallies you would have helped organise. And I met a woman who was telling me that she's had her disability for 50 years and she has never been able to get on a tram. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's absurd that, people who live in the area, residents, can't actually use public transport around there.
Yeah, it really is. There are places where it's been done and you know, being able to utilise those, it just makes such a difference to everyone, to the landscape, to inclusion. And so, we've pointed out it benefits way more people than just people with a disability.
Yeah, and with the removal works on the Upfield line, we're going to have a huge issue, with people not being able to board trams. And that the last rally, or one of the previous rallies, was really great. We had parents with strollers and people in wheelchairs staunchly blocking the tram.
Yeah.
Would you be able to tell us the details of the upcoming protest on Sydney Road? Considering it's the one-year anniversary, just let us know like when, where, and also tell us about some of the actual demands of the protest.
Yeah. So our next rally is on Saturday, the 22nd of June, at 11 a.m., and it's been held in Brunswick on the corner of Wilson Avenue and Sydney Road. And so for those who are familiar with Brunswick, it's opposite Berkeley Square Shopping Centre. And really it's to highlight the importance of the issue and push for action. So we really, you know, are calling on everyone to come and join us and support us. There are different ways of looking us up. We're active on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. There's even the number 19 tram. It agrees with this campaign and has plastered with a sticker for calling for accessible trams. So, those the details of the rally. We'd love you to come and join us on the 22nd of June.
Yeah, so everyone, prams, wheelchairs, we need strollers,
everyone.
Scooters, yeah. Walkers, walking sticks, yeah. Crutches, everyone, everyone needs the same access to trams. And yeah, let's make some noise and highlight the importance of this issue. And thank you so much for joining us on the show, Brian. It's been really good to chat with you. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to let listeners know?
Thanks, Chloe. Just to really keep the pressure on those making decisions to make the right, fair and just decision. We've come some way, and we've got some really great support from Marybeck Council. We need more. We need a transport system that empowers people with a disability and all others. Just pointing out that it's not a cost, it's an investment in community infrastructure. We want to shine a light on this issue and inspire action on other tram lines as well, yeah, where access, yeah, is lacking. So, yeah, so please mark the date, look us up, and come and join us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Briar, and for your activism on this issue, in fighting for a more just public transport system that everyone can use. Really, thanks for your time on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
And for listeners just tuning in, we were just listening to Briar Stevens from the Sydney Road Accessible Tram Stop campaign to talk about the upcoming protest that's going to be on the 22nd, is it? 22nd, right? Yeah, 22nd. 22nd of June, 11 a.m, meet at Wilson Avenue, Sydney Road. We're just going to go to a quick break and we'll be back with more Green Left Radio on 3CR.